This is Help Wanted, the show that makes your work work for you. I'm Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
And I'm money expert Nicole Lappin. On Tuesdays, Jason and I answer the helpline and help callers solve their work problems.
And on Thursdays, I give you one way to improve your work and build a career or company you love.
And it starts now.
Something bad has happened, and now you are imagining the worst. You can see the dominoes falling, you know, one bad event triggering the next bad event, triggering the next bad event, and on until you are in a full-blown crisis. Career is destroyed. Life is ruined. I'm sure you have felt that way. I have too, believe me. But today, I want to stop your panic. I want to put whatever terrible event, whatever awful thing has happened to you in perspective. Because here's the thing. Life is not linear. Life is reactive. And if you can appreciate that, then you are on the road to something better. I will explain what that means, but first, I'm going to tell you about the truly worst thing that has ever happened to me and how it also became one of the best. Okay, I almost never talk about this in public, but here it goes. In 2015, I was sued. It was a totally bogus, absurd lawsuit. But if you know anything about the court system, and unfortunately, I now know a lot about the court system, then you know this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how bogus, how absurd a lawsuit is. Anyone can sue for anything in America, which means that lawyers and endless costs and incredible stress are inevitable. You get dragged into it. I lost so much sleep. I had no appetite. I imagined my family being bankrupt. It was awful. And, you know, there is never a good time for something like that. But 2015, when that happened, that was an especially precarious time. My wife and I had just had our first baby, and I had left a magazine job and had planned to launch a freelance career. Like, I had just done it. I had just taken this large financial leap at the same time as my life had turned upside down with a baby. And yeah, I'd lined up some cool projects for this freelance work, including actually freelance editing at Entrepreneur Magazine. But now this lawsuit put everything in jeopardy. It made my finances feel unsteady. It made every decision that I had made feel reckless. I needed stability. And that is why I joined the staff at Entrepreneur. I wanted a regular salary. I wanted health insurance. I just needed the protection. And then 9 months later, crazily, the magazine's editor-in-chief left, and I took over as interim editor-in-chief and proved myself and got the job, and that job transformed my life and birthed a constellation of opportunities, including, frankly, this podcast that you're listening to right now. So what is this? What am I telling you? It is not a story about linear progression. It is a story about reaction, because life is not linear. Life is reactive, like I said. Let's break that down. All right, we always assume that our lives are linear, you know, that growth is steady and incremental, and that careers and relationships form in neat, straight lines. This, then this, then this, then this, A, B, C, D, E. But while a linear progression can feel good when it's good things happening, you know, this good thing leads to that good thing, leads to that other good thing, when bad things happen, we also think the same. We think that this bad thing will lead to that bad thing, will lead to that worse thing, more and more bad, bad, in a clear and downward path. And that's where panic and catastrophizing begin. So let's consider what linear stories look like, what always plays out in our head. Had I not been sued, then a linear story could have looked like this. I left my magazine job, became a freelance writer. I ghostwrote a celebrity memoir, which was something that I was contracted to do at the time. And then I wrote more of those memoirs. And then I became a career ghostwriter with some other stuff on the side. That's a nice linear good thing, good thing, good thing, good thing. But once I was sued, a linear story could have looked like this. I was sued. It drained my family's finances. The stress led to a divorce. I struggled to make ends meet. And the end. Bad leads to bad leads to bad, bad, bad. But here's the thing. Life is not linear. It's just not. That's because at every step of a linear story, we can react, to do something that might not have seemed obvious before, but that now feels logical and clear. This is the governing force of our world and our lives. Global tragedies lead to peace accords. A messy breakup leads to self-discovery. We are here because we were there. Here's another way of thinking about this. I was recently talking to my friends Kelly and Peter. She holds a high-up position at Google. He's building a startup. They listen to this podcast. Hello, Kelly and Peter. Like anyone, their work comes with highs and lows, which is why I was telling them about my linear versus reaction idea. And they said they think similarly, but they use different language for it. And I really love it. I love what they say. Whenever something bad happens, they tell themselves this. Who knows if this is good or bad? Who knows if this is good or bad? Yes, that is what long-term thinking sounds like. When you say, who knows if this is good or bad, you are putting bad things into context, even as the context hasn't happened yet. You are operating on faith that this, right now, this moment, this bad thing that happened, is not the end of the story. I mean, consider it. If something bad happens today and your life ends tomorrow, then yeah, the bad thing was definitively bad. It only had a negative impact on your life. But if something bad happens today and you live another 50 years, then that's a lot of time for the bad thing to play out. You will react to it. You will react to that bad thing. You will make decisions because of that bad thing. And that reaction can create incredible growth. And then the bad thing will have a good outcome. This also creates a really useful question, almost like a challenge to yourself whenever something bad happens. And that is, ask yourself, if a good outcome is possible, what does it take to get there? You know, the bad thing has just happened, but the bad thing is not the end. It's not the only path forward. A good outcome is possible. So if it is possible, if a good outcome is possible, what does it take to get there? This becomes your path forward. You can't erase the bad thing from happening, but you certainly can help shape the reactions that come next. Now, let's be clear. Let's be very, very clear. Because if you've been listening to this and something bad has happened to you, I'm sure this is what you've been thinking the whole time. None of this can or will or should make bad things feel better. Bad things are bad. If something bad recently happened to you, spend a moment wallowing in that unfairness. It's unfair. It sucks. Bad things suck. They hurt. They feel like someone scooped your innards out with a spoon. And you should take the time you need to mourn, to be furious, to pound a desk and stomp your feet or just whatever you need to do. None of what I have said here will or even should erase those feelings. Loss is loss. Bad is bad. And bad will always be bad, even if it comes from good. That lawsuit I faced, for example, it was bad. It was villainous. I am still angry about it 9 years later, and I will always be angry about it, and I will always hate everyone involved with a vicious fury that still makes me see red, even if as I say this stuff right now. But over time, I learned that the lawsuit did not take away my ability to react, to do something, to escape a linear downfall and reclaim my life piece by piece until the thing I had built had nothing to do with the lawsuit at all. It was a chain reaction of reactions, each increasingly controlled by me until I had created good for me. The lawsuit also rallied people to me, especially my family, which showed me how incredibly strong my foundation was. The phrase, everything happens for a reason, never felt good to me because, like, what's the reason? I am not a believer in fate, and I don't like sitting around waiting for things to be revealed. But I am a believer in me, and I'm a believer in you. Because right now, if something bad happened, you do not actually know if it leads to good. There's still time, not to find an answer, but to create one. Okay, so what you just heard is something that I wrote for my newsletter, which is called One Thing Better. And after it went out, I got an email from a reader who shared this incredibly delightful story that built off of what I was just saying. So her name is Martha, and she agreed to let me share this story. So I'm just going to read from her email. So this is Martha. She writes, I was a frantic, newly divorced mom running late one morning as I drove my girl to kindergarten and myself to class. Halfway to her school, she spoke up from the back seat. Mom, my pants have a hole in them. Babe, it's okay. I'll mend them tonight. Mom! Stopped at the next light, I turned around and saw that her leggings had a hole along the inseam that ran from one thigh all the way to the other. I mentally said, ugh, gritted my teeth and wheeled the car around, struggling to contain my frustration. Back home, I opened the door to find the house filling with smoke. In my rush to make her cinnamon toast, I'd left the broiler on. I could have easily come home that evening to a pile of ash. That story became our touchstone. When little things go wrong, we smile at each other, shrug, and we say, you never know. Anyway, that's what Martha sent me, which I really loved. So thanks to her for sharing that. Truly, you just never know. Anyway, the newsletter that I mentioned is called One Thing Better. You can find it at onethingbetter.email. That's a web address, onethingbetter.email. Each week, one way to feel more successful and satisfied at work and build a career or company that you love. I read them here on Help Wanted too, so you can also just stay tuned to Help Wanted, but if you want to get them early and respond to me and get a whole bunch of other cool stuff that I throw in there, then subscribe, onethingbetter.email. Okay, go have a non-linear, reactive day. Help Wanted is a production of Money News Network. Help Wanted is hosted by me, Jason Pfeiffer.
And me, Nicole Lappin. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie. If you want some help, email our helpline at helpwanted@moneynewsnetwork.com for the chance to have some of your questions answered on the show. And follow us on Instagram at Money News and TikTok at Money News Network for exclusive content and to see our beautiful faces. Maybe a little dance?
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
All right, well, talk to you soon.